You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning, Denver's Mix 100, where we are ready to play some rattle off. We had a couple of lines open up. 303-691-1649, but we also have some people who are waiting patiently, like Garrett. Garrett, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
We're having a good morning.
Yeah,
it's nice. Sun's coming out, so we're going to eventually start melting some of this stuff. I think it's supposed to be 50s this weekend. Is that right, Jer?
Yeah.
I think.
I might go sledding today, Garrett.
Oh.
Just me.
Good.
Nice. All alone.
Hmm. Garrett, what do you do for a living?
I'm a student.
Yeah, barf.
Okay. Yeah. Where?
MSU Denver.
Yeah. Oh, go Roadrunners.
What are you studying?
Yeah, geology.
Ooh, rocks.
What are you going to do with that degree?
I don't know yet.
No, he just like rocks.
You don't have any plan at all, huh? You going to work for an oil company or something, maybe? Or
I don't know. There's just so many disciplines I can go into, so.
I say you go explore caves. Is there good money in exploring caves?
No.
No.
Well, then don't do that.
Okay, so if you don't know for sure what you want to do, why did you choose geology?
Come on, Jeremy said it. It's all about the rocks.
All about the rocks, Dom. You might crack something open to find a diamond. You don't know. Mm. Or some dinosaur bones. Mm. You don't know. Do you have like little brushes and stuff, Garrett, for dusting things? Dusting the rocks?
No.
I think you're thinking of archaeology.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that is it. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Look, it doesn't matter. Garrett's going to
end up
doing something. He's going to get his degree in geology, and then he's going to end up doing something completely different.
Do you dust rocks in geology at all?
No.
Yeah, okay. I was totally thinking of the wrong thing then.
Sorry. Garrett, let's play a rattle off. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. We need five, and these can be real or fictional. Five famous doctors.
Ooh.
Ready and go.
Dr. Phil. Dr. Oz.
Pepper.
Darn it. Dr. Pepper would have been a good one.
Yeah,
that would have been a good one.
Is Anthony Fauci, he's a doctor.
Dr.
Seuss. Sure. House, Dr. House.
And many more.
Yeah. Garrett, thank you for being on the show.
All right, thank you.
See you later.
Good luck with your schooling. He sounded underwhelmed by everything.
Like that entire thing.
Like underwhelmed.
Everything.
I almost feel like there was a gun to his head to call us. somebody broke into his dorm room or what? No, they don't have dorms at MSU,
no,
do they?
I think they
somebody
do
broke
now,
into
they?
His apartment and they said, you're going to call Dom and Jeremy.
He's like, okay.
Here's Belai, who I bet is going to be way more excited to talk. Hi, Belai.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
So good.
You're bubbly.
Yes, I got some energy trying to match yours.
Well, we'd love to hear that. Yeah. What's the origin of your name?
I am originally from Puerto Rico, so the island gives us our name when we're young little girls. So the origin from the island of Puerto Rico.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It is this beautiful name, Belai.
Yeah. Thank you. You guys are epic.
We try to be.
I mean, that's why we get up in the morning is come in and
another
try
day
to be epic.
I'm working, and like I got you guys in the car. I run a small mom and pop car rental business, and I've just been listening to you guys for the last hour. So,
thank you.
So now, wait a minute. A mom and pop car rental business. So it's like you're the smaller version of Avis or Hertz or somebody like that.
Correct.
Hmm.
Okay. How many
mom and pops?
How many cars do you have?
Buy the vehicles yourself and then
rent them out.
Yeah. So 4 cars right now. I started off riding the bus when I first came down to Colorado, and now I'm up to 4 cars and growing.
Good for you.
I love that. Good for you.
Content creator for the state of Colorado. Definitely trying to, you know, bridge the gap between all the communities and make my mark in Denver, and you know.
You're pretty awesome.
Well,
you know that?
I really love it.
You're the epic one.
Good for
one.
You. Let me ask you, do you have stories of cars being returned to you in just horrible condition?
Actually, yes. I just had my first crash, and I found out giggly about it. Yeah, my customer, was up in Vail, fairly new, coming out of Korea into Colorado, first time here. And they drove into like an igloo, if you will, so just a mound of snow. And they couldn't find their car for like 4 days.
We're just buried in snow.
Yes,
got the metal detector out trying to find it.
I don't know why that's so funny, but it is.
First time driver.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
We
got it back in one piece, and it's actually no harm.
That's good. What kind of? What kind of car?
Dodge Caravan 2020.
Whoa! All right. It's a strong minivan, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a tough one. Go Dodge.
Go Dodge, huh?
Is that the one that John Travolta in that movie referred to as the Cadillac of minivans? Was that the Dodge?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Mm. All right, listen, Belay, do you know how to play this game?
I just listened, and I'm a quick learner, so I'm excited. Let's get it. I know how it
All right,
goes.
So here's how it works. We're going to give you a category. You have no idea in advance what it's going to be, and then we start a 10-second timer. So you have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples of that category, okay?
Okay, let's get it.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. This one, don't overthink this one. This one could be easier than you think, but in 10 seconds... We're looking for 5 different places you could hide money.
Under the bed?
Wait.
We have to say ready and go. So
okay.
You got it.
5 places where you could hide money. Ready and go.
Shoebox under the bed, in a cabinet, in the refrigerator, and under the carpet.
Boom. Look at that.
I got no problem with any of those.
I like them all.
Yeah. You know what? That makes you a winner!
Oh, my God. Thank you so
Look
much.
At you.
Win anything. I just wanted to do it for fun. You guys are epic.
We got 2 epics.
I told you we try our best
we
to
have
be
hoodies
epic.
That say it on it. Most epic morning show, and we wear them around town.
Love this morning show. I'm going to listen all the time. You guys won my heart forever.
Well, I'm holding on to that audio.
I don't think there's a dry eye in the room right now.
I want to hug you.
Man, oh man.
I'm hugging you right now. Pandemic hug.
Pandemic hug.
Oh, Belay, you're the best. Listen, what we're going to do is we're going to place you on a brief hold, and then Josh will come back and he'll tell you how you claim your prize, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys. Stay great.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Belay. That was very
sweet. Yep.
There you go. You never know what you're going to get with this game. And if you're saying, hey, I could do what she did, yeah, you might be able to. And we'll find out tomorrow morning when we play again at about 9 o'clock.